Last year's exceptionally dry summer brought flows in the Crystal River down to a trickle. Low snowpack and little rain were partly to blame, but water users were also taking their fair share. Jason Haber is Energy Programs Manager at the Community Office for Resource Efficiency, or CORE. He says this year, an effort is underway to get communities to conserve water.
We've seen over the last couple of years with severely impacted flows in the Crystal River and parts of the Roaring Fork River as well, that there's a real need and an opportunity to think about in a more progressive way, how can we keep some of that water in the river and or get it back in the river more efficiently.
Haber has been shopping his regional water conservation plan to the five communities in the valley. So far, Aspen, the Snowmass Water and Sanitation District, Basalt, and Carbondale have given at least initial approval. Haber speaks with Glenwood Springs Council members tonight. The regional plan would get all jurisdictions on board with implementing things like rate structures for water users that incentivize conservation, leak detection programs, and education initiatives.
I mean, I've been here since 1990, and I was doing water conservation plans to get grants starting in 1992.
Lee Ledesma with the City of Aspen's Water Department says the city has been working to conserve water for decades, so it makes sense to sign on to a regional plan.
When we do have droughts or we do have serious issues on stream flows, that we can all work together as a team, because it is one watershed. And what happens in Aspen affects those communities downstream from us.
The regional initiative would be an umbrella plan for the entire watershed. Inside of that, separate plans would be laid out for each community. Jason Haber with CORE says the river doesn't change when it travels from one town to another, so policies should stay somewhat consistent.
This is an opportunity to tie together these communities and build relationships and think about how we manage these resources collectively as opposed to really operating in a vacuum.
He says the plan has the potential to save communities money and energy. But Sharon Clark with the Roaring Fork Conservancy says the plan won't put water back into streams overnight. Municipalities have to take additional steps to do that. Still, she says, it's a good start.
We absolutely need to be going in this direction. There's no other way to do it besides going in this direction with the municipal water providers.
If all of the towns sign on, CORE will apply for a state grant which will fund development of the Roaring Fork Watershed Regional Water Conservation Plan. If all goes accordingly, Haber estimates a plan is likely a year out. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Grivenen.